Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 79. Today is Saturday, August 5th, 2017, or in future land, it is Sunday, the 6th of August, because it is. I am your host, Lita, and over there shaking his head is my co-host, Stone. Good morning.
Good evening.
Exactly. That's right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm about to be a grammar Nazi. just 'cause.
Of course you are.
Yep.
Of course you are, grammar Nazi. Okay.
How are you
all
doing?
Right. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Okay. Well,
I'm good. Four coffees.
Okay.
I'm doing well. I should be bopping off the ceiling, but, you know, I'm just, whew. Chilling at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a wonderful guest who has come back to say hello to us, which is Momentary Genius. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you for coming and having another chat with us. We really do appreciate it.
For sure.
And we're excited to find out and see what you've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes. So we will see what you've been up to. So tell us, what challenges are you working on at the moment?
Well, I started on the Iron Man Challenge the last time I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sad to report that my poor little guy passed away.
Oh, no!
It was a tragedy of epic proportions.
Oh, well, yep.
I normally play Horde, so mm-hmm. I went Alliance on this one and made the fatal error of running right into a Horde town and, you know, one-shotted by the guards.
That has happened to a lot of people. So don't feel bad. It happens, especially if you play both sides. So
Yeah.
I mean, that I've played other Alliance teams before. It's just been so long that I've been at that low level. I was in the I was 35. I tweeted about it.
I'm trying to find
my tweet. Yeah. 32. I was about to be 33.
Okay.
So I was in Stranglethorn, you know, doing Nessingwary stuff, and just ran right into a little tiny Horde camp. It wasn't even like a full city. There's like a little tiny camp on there, kind of on the western side, or I guess eastern side of the map. And I don't even know that I've ever seen this little camp before.
Oh, is that like Famagara or something?
Yeah. That's exactly where it is. Bombala or something.
Yes.
Didn't even know it was there. Ran right into it and died. I was so sad. I cried.
Yeah.
I cried so hard. But I started another one, and I think I've gotten her up to level 5, so I'm going to try again.
Excellent. And did you go Horde this time, or you gone Alliance again?
I did Alliance again.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm going to fall victim to the same thing again.
That's okay. Hey, look, we learn from our mistakes, right? That's right. What it's all about. So you'll know not to run into that Horde camp. Just because you might run into another one doesn't, you know, that's where you'll learn your next experience. So,
exactly.
You know.
It won't be the same one. I won't do that again. I might not go into Stranglethorn. I might go some other route.
Yeah. Stranglethorn, though, is good for quests and good for rares. Well,
yeah.
They've got some really good rares that give some decent XP. So, it depends which way you go. So what was the first tune? What did you end up making?
She was a Draenei Hunter.
Okay. All right.
So this time I've got a warrior, another Draenei warrior. So fingers crossed, because I also have not played a lot of warrior in my life. So
warriors,
I'm hoping. So I'm hoping that because I have to be kind of more aware of what I'm doing, because you know, it's a new class, hopefully that'll also make me more aware of my surroundings and not run into a horde town on an alliance team.
Once you, are you planning on going prot?
Probably, yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way to go. Like, seriously, the warrior, the bloodthirsty warrior I've got, she's a killing machine. So they really quite good, quite good on prot. So I've not done it. Stone, when you were leveling your iron warrior, was it, what were you? You stayed prot?
For the contest?
No. Weren't you leveling a warrior like ages ago?
Yes, but it was before specs.
Okay.
So, and I died at level 19 because I couldn't heal myself, and I was getting nailed by a rare, and I could not heal myself, and then I got webbed, and I couldn't run away anymore, and it's like, great, done.
Mm-hmm. The end.
You got webbed. Yeah, exactly. All right, and so the hunter was the first one. Was that been a while since you've played a hunter, or you felt quite comfortable with the hunter class?
Pretty comfortable with the hunter. I've got, in fact, I have a level 100 alliance hunter.
Okay, cool.
So I'm pretty familiar with hunter. Mm-hmm. I found that helped a lot, at least for my first iron tune, to be on a tune that I'm pretty good with.
No, that's good, and it'll be interesting to see how you go with the warrior then. I'm really enjoying the warrior, so I hope that you get to enjoy it too.
Me too.
Nice. So what has been the best thing that you've found with doing the action, with doing the Ironman challenge, like so far for you?
I feel like the best thing is that it kind of got me to experience WoW, like the early levels again, because gosh, it's been a really long time since I've done those early levels. And it just kind of refreshed my love for the low level stuff.
No, that's true. I think when you play current, I don't know if you find the same thing, Stone, but sometimes going back and playing like your baby tunes, whether they're challenges or not challenges, it gives you a different focus, and you just go, oh, that's right, I remember this quest, or oh, I don't remember doing this. You know, it gives you a different feel for it, which is nice.
Or has this NPC always been here?
I mean, I do level up alts and stuff, and I do like to level, and I do like to level up low level alts. And it's funny, I think when I start getting around 30 or 40, I start getting bored, and then I just run 5-mans. So I'm not sure what it is about those first, you know, the level 1 to, I guess, 30 or 40
units, maybe. That new fresh feeling of a new tune.
Well, I'm almost I'm almost tempted to freeze the XP on a level 19 and just leave them at level 19 and do PvP. I have not done that for years. But
same.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, twinks were very big, obviously, in Classic, so it was always good fun on a hunter.
I had a question. Was there a reason why you selected Draenei over Night Elf?
I think I just like the way they look better.
Cool. All right. And how's your other tune going? Your panda?
My factionless panda has not seen any love in probably, gosh, it might be almost a month now. Okay. Just been so swamped with work.
Well, at least you're getting rest XP, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So that will help on my little factionless panda.
Nice. Okay, so what then? You've told us the best thing that you've enjoyed. What's been the worst thing, other than the death?
That was definitely the worst.
Yes. But is there something else that, you know, that you've just gone, ah, that's been, you know, the worst thing? Or is it just, has it just been the death?
I think the only kind of frustrating thing that I've run across is in those, you know, the early starting levels, there's a lot of other people there. So I had a problem where a lot of people were tagging stuff that I was killing. So I'm like, oh no, I need the killing blow on this. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the only kind of mildly frustrating. But once I got out of the starting zones, that improved a whole lot. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got a solution for you on that one. So all you have to do is go roll on an Oceanic server. And you can play at the off-peak Aussie time, which is what I do playing on a US server. It's great because I'm like logging in. It's like 4 o'clock server time. And I'm running around just going, Oh, rare for me. No one's over here. It's great. Yeah. So I'm just saying, it's an option. It's an option. So I've got both Horde and Alliance Guild over on Dathramar. So for challenge tunes or anything. So, you know, you're quite welcome to come and, you know, slum it over there in the Oceanic if you'd like to. So but no, I'm you know, it does make it obviously difficult because prime time is everyone's out. Yeah, it does make it hard. So. Oh, that's good. So where do you want to see, like, what's your goals now for the next couple of months with your challenge soon?
You know, I think just getting her up as high as I can in the time that I've got.
Mm-hmm. And you were leveling with your other half, correct?
I went way past him.
Did he just go, "That's not for me," or did he have a bad ending?
No, I mean, he's still alive. It's just, okay. You know, he's got, you know, kids, and we don't have a lot of the same play time. So,
well, you know, for kids, you can just lock them up inside the basement, right?
Well, I mean that's possibly. He's in the chat, so, you know.
Yes.
Lock your kids. That's fine.
Yes. I mean, just because Sparn locks his family in the basement.
The whole family's in there.
All of them. They're all down there. Yeah. Exactly. Don't you come out till I finish my podcast. Yes. No, that's nice that you've got a basement that you can do that stuff. That's awesome. We don't have
what
over here.
That's
don't
not
have a
thing.
A basement.
We
I
also
have
don't have basements here. So
there you go. Yeah,
I know some houses don't, but I've never heard of it as being a always thing. Like generally, you don't do it.
We don't.
Here, it's because the dirt or the ground is, you know, in Oklahoma, so it's not really conducive to digging down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so it's the area. Okay. I guess the dirt around here is thicker?
Or... You've got
more,
good
it's more pliable. No,
it's more, yeah. Huh. Okay. You learn something new every day.
There we go. That's what we're all about. We're a information podcast, really. So, kind of. Anyway, thank you, Momentary Genius, for having a chat with us and sharing your adventure. And good luck with your little baby warrior. We will have to see how you go and get you back on in the future so you can tell us your next endeavors, I think. Which would be very exciting. Perfect. So, yeah. So other than that, what else have you been up to in WoW this week? Has it all been sort of challenge stuff, or you been doing normal things?
I've done a lot of normal things this week. Mm-hmm. It's the AIE Summer of Love events. So yes. I have spent significant time on my main, which is kind of unusual for me.
Oh, well, that's good. I know I missed, I didn't realize the time was like, it was going to start at 3 o'clock or something this morning. So I missed the one thing I really wanted to do because I was like, the running of the beef.
Yep, that was today.
Did you get to go to that?
I did. I was there. Nice. I've tweeted some pictures from it. And I know there's some video on Twitch. So
excellent.
You can at least watch it and see how much fun we had.
Yeah. Nice. Excellent. All right. And what else? What else have you been doing?
Let's see. And I also did, what was on Wednesday? Oh, the Remembrance Day walk.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. that was Wednesday. And that's really all I've actually had time for this week. Work schedules and the whatnot.
Yes, the work schedules in real life is always always fun. Work, yes. What work? I shouldn't say that. I'm on holidays. Did I mention that?
I'm on holidays.
Anyway, yes, it can be most difficult, but I'm glad that you got to participate in some of the guild stuff, which is awesome. Always an emotional time for the Remembrance Day with the walk, which is just beautiful. And also with the running of the beef, which would have been an awesome tribute to Ralph, which is again, we lost him a few months ago. So, someone who is greatly missed, but thank you for participating. I'm bummed out that I missed out on that, but you know, again, time zones are never conducive.
They really aren't.
No, exactly. All right, well, Stone.
Yeah, yo,
that's you.
Yo, I was looking up something that I was thinking about I might talk about, but I'm not going to. Next week we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Because
what you been doing other than looking up stuff and not talking about it?
That's a very good question.
Nothing.
This has been the first week that I don't think I've run any kind of an iron or whatever I think.
The contest?
No, I mean. Even when the Bloodthirsty was going, I still got to run my normal iron.
Okay.
I think the last time I haven't run a tune for the whole week was back when I think I killed my Pally. And then I took like a week or two off.
Mm, that's wrong. Yep.
But it's not because anything bad happened. It's just I've been busy coding on another website, trying mm-hmm. to do some stuff to help us out over here as well. And we can talk about that a little bit after too. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Things are happening. So I'm judging by the show notes.
It's okay. I made up for you.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. How about you tell us what you've been doing?
Well, I have played. I've like literally been a Niecy this week. Niecy, I've taken inspiration from you, and I've been playing a lot of Bloodthirsties this week. But I did also get to play an Iron as well. So I had. I don't think I had mentioned. I decided to make a monk. After the show last week, I think it was like I was like, I'm going to make a Bloodthirsty and I'm going to make a monk. So I made her a dwarf monk.
Yes.
And I got her to from level 1 to 10. I was really quite surprised how powerful they are at this low level. I was thinking, it's going to be, you know, I thought it's going to be a bit like two-shotting stuff. Two-shotting stop. I'm like, what? This is crazy. They're just really good fun. Really good fun. Now that she's level 10, I've got this heal thing. So I'm like, oh, sweet. But yeah, I'm just running around killing stuff. I've got her over at Loch Modan. So I went through through Karanos and all of that. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to stay here. I'll take her over to Loch Modan and go hunting rares because Loch Modan is so good. But at the moment, she's deemed level 10 and she's there. So I'm like, right, okay, give her a little bit of rested. Oh my gosh, talk about chewing through rested XP on a bloodthirsty.
It's gone. That's where it all goes, right?
It's crazy. So I was happy with that. Got her to level 10, you know, put her into the challenge. So she's on the website. I'm like, right, excellent. I've got my monk. I'm happy about that. Now, my human warlock bloodthirsty that I'd made, which I'd made her before I'd made the monk, was I'd got her to level 8 and I took her from 8 to 10. Did the same thing. I took her over to Loch Modan because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go hunting the rares over there. It's going to be much better. And again, got her up on the website. The difference, it's really weird because I've been playing a warlock for 12 years. It's been a while since I've rolled like a baby one. It really has. Okay. So I'm leveling her and I'm going along on my little merry way. I've got my imp, Pip, you know, 2.0. And I'm keep going, well, Voidy's going to be coming soon. Like Voidy hit level 8, no Voidy. And I'm like, okay, hit level 10, no Voidy. You know, I hadn't looked at my spells. I just was like, oh, well, I must get it at level 10. Didn't get it at level 10. Hit level 12 and I still don't have Voidy. So then I finally look at my spell book and I'm like, what the bejeebus? Level 20.
Thank you.
Voidy at level 20.
Oh, that changed.
Wasn't it?
I remember it one time. Wasn't it like level 8?
Yeah. It was level 8 and then it was level 10 at some stage and it was also at like level 12. And I was totally expecting, and I'm like, I don't remember when did they change it to level 20 to get Voidy. That's just crazy. So yeah, that kind of threw me for a bit of a loop. So I was a little, I was less, what should we say, gung-ho with her because having the imp, having, Shadow Bolt, that's like pretty much like a 2 second cast or 2.4 second cast. And I'm like, I just need to be a little bit careful. Whereas with the monk, I'm like, pull one thing and then go straight up and pull another one. And, you know, it's a bit like the warrior where you can just kind of chain pull and it's working quite well. But with the warlock, I'm finding it's, you know, don't chain pull as much or chain for maybe a couple and then be like, stop, get your mana back, get your health back. You know, it's just being a little bit more careful. So it's like, yeah, Voidy at level 20. Okay. I found that was interesting. But yeah, as I said, it has been a while since I've rolled like from a level 1 warlock. So I have a lot of baby warlocks, but I haven't rolled a new one for a while. So that kind of was like, oh, okay. And then, so I got a level 10, and she's on the website too. So I've put her into the challenge.
Nice.
Then I went back to my contest tune, so my human warrior. And I'm like, okay, let's just keep going. So she was at level 37. And can I just say, my new favorite place in the whole entire game is Western Flaglands.
Really? Really?
And again, I'm playing on WordRest. So again, I'm playing at what, 4 o'clock server time, which is my night time. Rare Paloozas. Rare's everywhere. I'm got her pretty much like 230 from 37 to 39 killing rares. I did 37 to 38 by killing rares. I think I ran out of XP, rested, logged off, came back the next night. The rares are back up. I'm like, yeah, baby. Okay, let's do it again. And around I go. I swear I'm getting anything from about 7 to 10 rares in Western Playgrounds. It's so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah. So, and then I did the same thing, took her to 39, just got her out of the rested, and I put her back into the inn. So she's about halfway through 39. So I'll let some of that resty go, but again, I'll give it and we'll go and do the rares, you know, maybe later today or tonight or something like that. So rares, Western Playgrounds. I never knew there was that many rares. So good. And there was even ones last night that I got. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this one. I think Mangle, the bear. I was like, I knew that there was one, but I'd never seen it. I had never seen it on this toon, and it's probably been ages since I'd seen, you know, like really since I'd seen it. So I was like, ah, it was up. And there was another a warg. Yeah. And it was up at the same time. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's another two. So, yeah, it was good. Yeah, sorry, Niecy. I probably killed.
Well, because Niecy's playing at the time that everyone else is, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. So again, you know, but nobody needs to come play at my time. Just saying, all the resume. Yeah. So that was kind of good. So I'm really happy about that. She's at 39. Not had any problems. As I said, the warrior. She's just a killing machine. But I've been just focused on trying to get the rares for the, you know, for the bonus XP and things like that instead of just grinding. But I'm really excited I can't wait to hit level 40. So I'm just like, come on, level 40. So she's so close, which is good. And then I decided I'd jump onto one of my irons. So this is one of my little irons. Again, human warlock. I've had her for a little while. She was level 17 and I got her through to 19. She's in Loch Modan as well, questing. Again, it's just such a good place for questing if you're on an iron. But you know what? Bonus XP if you happen to see a rare. So, and I keep forgetting about the spider every time.
That's where scroll number 3 is.
So I don't know, you have to go get all the scrolls. I keep forgetting.
It's free XP, and it's so much XP.
I know, but I don't always, like, I just get into my little zone. And
okay.
Anyway, I've got her over there. She's got the quest to kill the trogs, and I'll get, you know, so I will make sure she goes, kills the spider and gets that other scroll and all of that. So, yeah, so she's about halfway through 19. Wow. And and not too bad. Oh, and the other thing with my warrior, just hit 14k. Kill it by killing stuff. The greens that I'm getting, seriously, I just stick everything up on the auction house.
Wait, 14,000 gold?
14,000. She's over 14,000 gold. Just by selling the greens on the auction house.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I've got like 125 auctions. This is all the greens that I've picked up on her. I don't vendor it. I just keep them and stick them on the auction house. Oh, I know, which is awesome. So yes. And then I decided I'd jump on my other little bloodthirsty that I started a while ago. So she is over on the Oceanic. She's on Dathrama, and that's my Night Elf Hunter. And I took her from 24 to 25 yesterday, I would have liked to push her a bit further. I've got her over in wetlands chasing the rares there, and it was the day there was like two rares up. I was like so disappointed, and I thought, well, I could just, you know, kill the murlocs, or kill the what are they, not the trogs, the other ones. Anyway, the humanoids, I try and concentrate on them.
Kobolds. And the kobolds. Gnolls. Oh, the gnolls. Okay. All right.
The gnolls, yeah. Sure. But they can be a little bit tricky with the gnolls because they do nasty things with the venom trap and snake traps and stuff. So you've got to be a little bit, you know, a little bit careful. Yeah. So, but I did the whole thing. I just sat down to play. I was like, focused on, okay, I need to play. And then the buddy's like, all of a sudden I'm sitting there and my eyes closed and I felt my head go down into my chest and I'm like, whoa, don't go to sleep. What are you doing? So I was like, okay, I need to at least kill a rare. I cannot log in and not kill something. Let's not fall asleep. So, yeah, I found two rares, managed to ding to 25, and then I'm like, right, log off, because, yeah. And then I went and had a four-hour nap. So, that was it. So, yes, I did get, I did have a very bloodthirsty week this week, which was good. It's really cathartic. I don't know how, if Nisi finds it, but I find definitely doing the bloodthirsty is really cathartic for me. It's crazy. It's crazy good. Just killing stuff and looting stuff is
can I ask you, happy. Do you have a job? Because it seems like you played a lot this week.
Yeah, I do have a job, but I'm on holidays now. So, yeah, which is good, which is nice. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't do a huge amount of normal stuff this week, but I did manage to play a fair bit of challenge tunes. You know what? It's been having fun. I've had so much fun. So, which is the main thing. So, yeah, so that's what I've done, which has been good.
Wow.
So we'll see what the upcoming week brings.
I mean, because you're on vacation, I mean, I can just not play and you can, do for both of us. That'd be okay, right? Like, dang.
Well, you never know. I have got things to do on my holiday, so we will see how much playtime.
Learning how to stream.
Yes, we've got to sort that out at some stage, but not tomorrow. Sorry, tomorrow's banned from doing work.
Wait, isn't tomorrow your birthday?
That's right. I'm not working tomorrow. Oh, well, I am. I'm making my birthday cake. But other than that, I am.
You're making your own birthday cake.
Yep.
Momentary genius. Have you ever had to make your own cake? You can't. Have you ever had to? dang it. Never. Have you ever had to make your own cookies? No, wait, that will have gluten to it. Holy crud.
You can have cakes and stuff. Yeah. This one's going to, unfortunately, be full of gluten because it is, for me, I'm making a chocolate cake and it's going to have chocolate curls. I'm making chocolate curls as well. It's going to be very chocolatey, but, you know, it'll be good. So yes, but other than that, we will see what the week finds. The problem is, I don't know if anyone else, I'm getting old. Maybe it's I'm getting old and I need a nana nap more often. But if I sit down and try and play in the afternoon, that's when the head decides it's like, let's just rest here as I'm trying to play. And that's not good. And then I have to log off and, you know.
Isn't it at about 2 o'clock that your rhythm is at its low for the day? and then the real low, because it's not your like big low, because there's a bigger low at night, but it's your daytime low. It's at about 2, and that's why everybody feels that kind of. Ugh. And 10 o'clock is supposed to be your high, something like that. It's circadian rhythm. So I think it's like 2 o'clock.
Could be. And yes, I am up really early, but at the same time.
You were up at like 3:30 in the morning the other day. I was like, what are you doing awake? Like, I'm going back to bed. Like, okay.
Yep. Buddy's silly. So I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. So mind you, I didn't start cooking until 5:30. So
I think it might be because you drink too much coffee.
Take those words back. My blood. Take those words back. No, I've been drinking coffee for a long time. It's all good. Long time. Still here. Anyway.
Okay.
Other than that.
Wow. Whew. Ready?
Yeah.
I've got a bumper to play if you want me to play it, but you just give me the finger in the gun or the the wink in the gun. Wow, the finger in the gun.
I was gonna say I'm gonna give you something, but anyway, go for it.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
I should edit that other stuff out.
No.
We have Dark Moon Fair is coming up August 6th to the August 13th. So get your free 10 gold and 16 slot bag or box, whatever you want to call it. It's a bag. Mm-hmm. It sits in your bag slot. And Un'Goro Madness goes August 10th to August 13th. I think we have now come full circle, right? On micro hall the days. Wasn't this the first one that came out? Or am I mistaken?
No, I didn't think it was with you. Has that?
I think it was the first one, because I remember writing, or I remember looking up stuff to see if there's anything to worry about, or if we need to post and anything. I know that maybe the first one was the AQ one. That's what Grenade was saying. But we haven't. Did we do the AQ one again?
Really? Maybe they're it's 6 months. Maybe they're doing the Un'Goro Madness like once every 6 months. Maybe.
I thought, yeah, wasn't Un'Goro in the summer though, or do you think it's once every 6 months?
I don't remember. I know that it was rough. Un'Goro Madness was rough when I went to have a look at it.
Momentary Genius, do you happen to know just off the top of your head?
Well, I am pretty sure that Un'Goro Madness was in March.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So maybe they're months? So, like, we had one already this year, right? So maybe that's I'm thinking that, oh, well, now we're... Right, because this is the first year that we've had it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right, because I'm like, we haven't had two of the AQ ones.
No.
So maybe that's why. This is the second time it's come up. And Kirin Tor Pub Crawl was... I think it was only supposed to be once a year, but maybe it's supposed to be twice a year. Maybe it's at the end of January, the end of July.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose we'll have to see.
Grandnegus is saying March 17th and 19th. Nisi says March 17th. So, yeah. Mm. So it looks like we're having it once every 3 months or so, roughly. Okay. So, or once every 4 months, right? April, May, June, July. 5 months? Anyways, so we're back into this again. Just be careful when you're in that zone. I usually don't run through that area. Anyways, on my own tunes, but just in case if you do, because I think there are some folks that do. I don't know who off the top of my head, but just in case.
Because there's elite ones.
Yes.
There's elite ones, and then there's the boss ones.
Yes.
So the elite ones have multiple million health.
Yeah.
And then the boss ones are into like 450 million health. That's what they start at. So, wow. Yeah, they're not very nice if you get hit. So probably go to a different zone. Angoro is what, 50?
It's 50 to 55-ish or something like that.
Go over to maybe Eastern Plaguelands? Swap zones? Swap,
Eastern Plaguelands? Eastern Plaguelands, that's a little high for that zone, though. I think 50 to 55 would be Swamp of Sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Swamp of Sorrows is a good place.
Winter,
to
spring, too.
Winter spring is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter, I would advise you to go there because easy kills and questing, it's good for your level there. So the other thing that I have is that there's a duplication bug on the website. So you'll see characters appearing more than once, and it will be the exact same character. So same character name, realm, and region. I don't know why it's going on, but I will find out eventually. It's not a big deal, but if you see it, just let me know. What I usually do is that I delete all of the characters because it's typically... We can't say exactly why it happens, but it seems to only be with a certain tune. And it happens to be this tune this time, and then next time it will be another tune. And then if I even try to delete it, so if I try to keep one copy of that tune, it will still cause that bug. And I have no idea why. And they could re-add after, and they'll be fine. So, I don't know. I still have to dig in. I've been working on another website, which, sure, we'll get into right now. So, I do another website for basically simming hot key games. And basically, I've been doing this for years. So, like, since 2000 and I'm going to say 6. So... No, 2005. So about 12 years or so. I generally don't charge any cash for it. It's just a free thing. We put up ads. People go there. It helps to pay for the server as well. So we actually launched... I've been busy trying to launch a premium service on that site. And we actually got a donation for that site that completely paid for the server cost. So for our month. So I want to say thank you to Albino Assassin. I know it's a funny name, but you know it was him. So
nice.
Because he paid for the server costs for the month, I've decided to take down the advertisement on our website so that there's no need for it, right? So that's mainly my goal, is to get rid of the ad as fast as I can. So I'm hoping that in the future, like, I'm not expecting big chunks like that, but on the other website, I'm hoping that it will generate a little bit more, that combined with what we can get from this website, that we can pay for the server costs, and then we can completely get rid of the stupid ad because it's driving me crazy. Because sometimes, you know, I can't control what's on there. Well, it says I can't control it, and when I go click stuff, it doesn't really do anything. So, and I hate it when it plays movies and crap, and it's not supposed to play sound. Drive me nuts. Well, if things happen the way that I think that they might happen, I might be taking it down anyway. So, I'm hoping and praying, please. And the other thing, so on Discord. We use it a lot. We use it a fair bit. So we actually, you know, we love it when we hear you guys are streaming. And we love to see if you guys put up YouTube videos and stuff. Like we want to see that. We do have a channel in Discord so that we have a general channel, which is just us having a chat, and we have a special channel just for videos and streaming. I'd really prefer to have all the videos and streaming posts over there. I know I just posted that we were live in the podcast because, well, it's our podcast, so. I mean, I'm breaking my own rule here, but if you happen to notice that you post in general and it gets deleted, it's probably because it's in the wrong spot. Generally, somebody will go and tell you, hey, you got to post it in the other channel. If you can't see that channel, let me know. I'm pretty sure you can. So everybody should have access to it and should be able to post links to it. And the big links, not the small links, too. Other than that, you know, thank you to our mods for, you know, dealing with stuff.
Yay, mods.
Thanks, it's very, it helps a lot. That's for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
It does.
That's all that I have.
Okay. Alrighty. Yes. Well, we will go on to the state of the challenges. So, Momentary Genius, can you start off with the irons, please?
Yes, I sure can. So for the irons, we have got Toxicat at 86, Never Died Rogue at 100, Never Died War at 101, Anabolic at 101 as well. I'm going to butcher this one.
That's okay.
Deed Revendrew at 104.
Bang on.
Marg Rage at 106. Never Died PRT, I'm assuming Prot, probably.
I think it's his priest. I think it's his
maybe.
Priest.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
At 107. Marg Blink at 107 as well. Iron Zadora at 109. And Bikini Babe has hit 110.
Congratulations.
Bikini Babe. So that's our 19th iron.
Yeah.
19th. Wow.
Well, 19th on the list. There's a couple that I don't include into that group, but okay. Yeah.
Nice. So. Well, still. So yes. Ninth Hunter, yes. And Masati. It's Masati on the forums, yeah. Today.
Yes.
So that, congratulations.
I think so.
Masati.
Yeah.
And Bikini Babe was all no gear.
Yes. No gear.
No gear.
Well,
from
with a weapon. Yeah.
Weapon only, yeah. But no actual, they're running around naked. Yep. Pretty much.
If you check the post, Roguester wrote up the post for us. Thank you very, very much. There's actually a link to his post on the blog to show how Mazzotti leveled up. So they replied and said, well, this is where I went to at this range and all that. So if you want to see how someone else did it, I would go have a look at that post and click the link. Wow. And go in. Yep. And see where they leveled what zone they were in at what level. That's what I meant to say. Wow. Mm-hmm. Good job, Stan.
That's an awesome achievement. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
Fantastic.
All right. And thank you, Stan, for doing the post, too. We appreciate that.
And after some prompting, I sent them a message. So hopefully, maybe we can get them on.
Yay.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Come on and have a chat.
Yeah.
We're always up for a chat.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well done, Irons. Look at Never Died. Machine. And Marg's a machine, too. Wow. Well done, guys. All right, let's go on to Blood. So our Bloodthirsties this week is getting ready to count, Stone.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Yes.
Another soul. Another soul. Hit 48. Oh. Soul Shot. Hit 51. Soul Shield. Hit 55. Conjured Soul hit 59. That seems to be it. Well done. Okay.
Hold on. That's it? That's it? Usually she's at like 6. Yeah. She's been slacking this week.
Okay. Oh, I don't know about that. wouldn't say that. because I'd look at the pacifist. But anyway, then we had Bloody Boz hit 66. Nice. Genetics hit 67. Orc V2 hit 72. Now, Orc V2 is a warrior from the contest, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Tire Iron hit 76. Never Died hit 78. Goodness. Never Died's who won the Bloodthirsty contest. Just saying. Well done. And Too Thirsty hit 79. Well done, Bloodthirsties. Very good. Yeah, that's, you can hit him later.
I mean, there's no way I would ever be able to get there. So your patience to do that is, I don't understand it, because I could never do that. Level 10, that's it. I do have a level 20 Bloodthirsty Hunter, but it felt different than a warrior. So maybe on a warrior, it wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's look at the pacifist for this week. So, Momentary Genius, can you do those for me, please?
Yes. Let's see. We have got Gentle Soul at 39.
There she is.
Yep. Peaceable at 49. Petal 7 at 59. Petal 6 is also at 59. Harry Up at 64. Petal 4 hit 67. Never Died PCI at 73. Snuffle Tips at 84. Serenella at... I know, I can't help but laugh. Serenella is at 88 and Feraline at 93.
Well done.
Nice.
Julie is our amazing pacifist. Look at it. Great. Cooley, I think he's in the chat room. Amazing. That's 2 of 59 and 1 of 67.
He might still be, or he might be sleeping.
He might be sleeping. Cooley, yeah. No, if you're listening. He's like back.
Okay. 4 a.m. already.
And then not only do we have Nisi and Never Died in that list as well. Guys, like, seriously, amazing. But look at Fair. Fair, 93. Well done.
So this is Fair's just quickly checking. This is Fair's level. No, it's not right, because Fair lost a pacifist, right? I thought.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm confusing it with. I could be confusing it with her iron. So I think I'm confusing with her iron. All right. No. Anyways, so right. She has
but you
not
know
lost.
What? Before you do tins,
yes.
Just having a look at the list, in those lists, nobody died. So well done. Lions, Bloods, and Pacifists. No
nice.
Deaths, guys.
Good job.
Congratulations. That is a great week.
It's like
well
the triple
done,
it's like the
everyone.
Triple crown.
Right? Yeah, that's so good. Well done. Alrighty. Stone. Tins.
So, tins, we have Iran, oh, I guess it's Iran, right, is level 33, Lucy Lynn, 36, Ivan Biss, level 40, Got Lucky, level 49, hey, I'm 41, and also, anyways, there's a joke there somewhere. About me being 12 years old. And I'm laughing at potty jokes. Patty Cake also hit level 49.
Patty Cake!
Patty Cake, this is the first time I've heard that name, but yeah, I like that name. That's
name.
That actually, that would make me think it was like a, would make me think it's like a pacifist. No, like a pacifist tune. Because they want to just play Patty Cake versus doing anything else. No? Anyways, okay. So, Bellicose hit level 54. Triffin hit level 55. Iron Deso hit level 58. Iron Maiden, yes.
Nice.
Is level 61. And Anabolic is 101. And I will be making the change to the tins very soon. When I get a chance to. I will be. I swear. It's not a big change. I need to make sure it actually works. Before I make it go live. The speed to 60, there are no changes. Same top 10. Mm. Fancy.
Okay.
Is Crystal.
Well.
Is number one.
Nice. Yes. Yes. All right. Well, well done again, everyone. And commiserations to those that we did lose this week, because not everyone makes it onto the list. But for everyone that is playing a challenge tune, one, we thank you. And two, everyone have a good week. So good luck on this coming week. All right. Have we got a bumper?
We do have a bumper.
Do we have a new bumper?
We do have a new bumper.
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't checked the level. I'm going to play it at the same level as the news in World of Warcraft one.
All right, I'm just going to hold my headphones out here. Okay, go.
3, 2, 1.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
There we go. That was good.
That was good.
That was good.
That's good. Nice.
Okay.
Nice level. Thank you, Rogue level Slayer.
Level was great. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Thank you. It was succinct, right?
Yeah.
It was packaged in a tight 5-second burst of echoey power that didn't. It's funny. So, okay, I'm just going to say, as much as I don't know anything about podcasting and audio stuff, because I really don't know, when she sent that to us the first time, when I heard it, I could hear it, I could visually see the levels getting chopped off, and I could tell where it was. And it's funny, I just want to say, if people want to do a podcast or want to do streaming and don't know and think it's too hard, it is not. If I can do it, anybody can do it, okay? If you want help, I will help you if I've got like extra time to do, because
yes, it might be at... Yes, Julie's helped me.
I'm just saying, you know, if you have questions about stuff, I will totally tell you how I do it. It may not be the best way, may not be the perfect way, but it's what works for me. And I can tell you my experience and what I've learned growing up. Wow.
Growing up. Nice.
Done. Oh,
all right.
Just leave it there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so anyway, we love the bumper. Thank you, Rogue Slayer, for that. So this is Chit Chat time. I said it slow, so I pronounced it correctly.
Thank you.
Ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous quests and all that kind of thing.
So, like that place in Stranglethorn. Don't go there.
Don't go to that one. What did we say it was?
Bambala.
Bambala.
What did... Yes. Bambalama? What did you call it?
Bananarama.
Bananarama? Hey. Bananarama.
You got it.
Yeah.
Baby, you got it. Anyway. So what we've got is we've got quite a few this week. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you again to our wonderful mods. For helping us with keeping the questions for us for the show with Discord. So thanks, guys. All right. Momentary Genius, do you want to start off on the first one, please?
Yes. So Nefenthos asked, so there is this quest in Western Playlands. I need to help a druid apprentice with some stuff. He keeps buffing me with the Mark of the Wild buff. Every time I click it off, he just reapplies it. Can I safely leave it on for the duration of this quest, or should I just skip this quest?
The quests from buffs are okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away. Yeah.
Zone or until you finish the chain, isn't that until you finish the that sort of chain of whole quests that does stay with you? So just keep questing. Don't worry about it. There's a lot of quests. He gives you a lot of quests. So, you know, you want to do the quest to get the XP. So don't stress about it.
This is the guy that keeps doing Moonfire on himself, right?
Yeah, and then turns into the, you know, the swimmy druid, and, you know, when he's supposed to be, you know, killing stuff. And yeah, it's quite hilarious. It is quite hilarious. So
Zen Kiki is what Fair says.
Yes, you can't teach him anything.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly. Yeah, you have no choice, so it's okay.
It's all good. All right, now from Authorita. Did I say that right?
Yes. Yes.
Authorita.
Authorita.
Excellent. All right. Can locks use their own health stones? Yes. Yep. Not a problem. Because we conjure them, we make them. Yes. It's all good. All good. We can also use drain life because that is part of something that we get. So, yeah. You're allowed to use all that. So, all good. Okay. Next one. Metrogenius, please.
All right. From Wafflehead. So, DK, starting greens are cool?
No.
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 No, guys. No. Strip them off. Love the name. Wafflehead. That just sounds awesome.
So perfect. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But greens are not cool.
No.
So you're going to do DK? Stone knows well about doing the DK stuff.
I would, honestly, I would say when you roll your new tune, take off all your gear, and then when you go kill that first person that you have to unlock, right, switch to, I'm going to say Unholy. Because you get your pet ghoul, and you also get the plague that you can throw on them, and it's easy peasy right there.
Yeah.
And after that, you just gotta grind some mobs.
Yeah.
And get a weapon. So you get.
Yeah.
Until you get a green piece. Yeah.
There's a couple of. Was there a couple? A shovel? Was there a shovel?
Well, you can. No, it's a. It's a pitchfork that drops more commonly on the miners. The other higher level tunes or other higher level mobs drop really good weapons for you. Like axes and stuff like that are more rare. So if you can get one of those, you are doing great because the vendor doesn't sell weapons. The vendor sells you gear, but you need gold, and you still need to grind for that.
So, yeah.
The first part of it's not very fun, but once you're out, it's good.
So. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now we have a question from Dusty. Dusty, are you allowed to use anything you create with first aid? Anything? No.
No.
Bandages? Yes.
So, okay. I would say yes, except for healing potions. So, you can create anti-venom, and that doesn't count as a potion. I mean, honestly, when do you use that? You should be able to use that. It shouldn't count as a potion. But when you go create a healing potion, that will break one of the other rules. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, so like the salve. Is it the salve or something for the current?
Something like that.
Legion? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So as long as you've got the bandages are all okay. Bandages are good. That's what you're...
But I know in Warlords you can go create healing potions and stuff like that, right? And even ice in Wrath you can create healing potions. Runic or no? Is it Runic?
No, I thought that was alchemy.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Okay. I thought that there was some Warlords one, but maybe I could be completely wrong. But if it's Chatwin, any potion,
let us know.
If it's a healing potion, no. Absolutely not. If it's a mana potion, no, you cannot. Although I know for sure you can't do first aid. You can't create mana potions. So. So.
Okay, but yeah, bandages are good. Bandages are very, very helpful. Definitely.
I'm actually curious about what they mean by anything, because that's in caps. So they must be like, oh, well, I could use this thing.
Maybe they mean like the venom.
Maybe they mean the henna, but really, sure, you can use it. I really don't know, honestly, because it only works on certain level mobs, and it's really low. So, you know, have fun with that. It doesn't get that one doesn't get tracked as a stat. So you're fine. If you have a question, if you have a question about a specific item, then we can definitely answer that.
All right. Well, Dusty, let us know if we haven't quite answered it. Give us a specific. That would be good.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We got another one from Wafflehead, Momentary Genius. Yes. What do they have to say?
Wafflehead says, I was looking at a pacifist challenge. Is it already compromised because of account-wide quests?
Nope.
No, because... Don't you do the thing where you make it so it's character only?
Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't matter on a pacifist because you're allowed to quest.
Yep.
It's just you're not allowed to kill. So, you know, that's the difference. Whereas on a bloodthirsty, you want to limit the quests to very, very tiny. Very tiny. So, But yeah, pacifist, no, go in. Just remember, everybody, count why, you know, change it to, what is it, in display? Interface, display.
Social.
And tick social. And then tick the display only character achievement. Make sure that's turned on. So
I just thought of a... Okay. Sorry. I'm thinking of ways to cheat. I don't know if that would work or not. Okay, next question.
Okay. Next question is, I like this one. Funk Wizard 4000.
Yes.
That sounds like it should have, like, disco music to go with it. Okay, quick question. Is the Bloodthirsty Challenge PvP kills or PvE? It is PvE.
Yes.
Not PvP.
So there's a Bloodthirsty achievement. Yes, that apparently some people were getting on Nisi about, because she was trying to stream and they were thinking that she was streaming Bloodthirsty the achievement. It's like no. Just like there is the Iron Man achievement in game. It's for
which is a PvP achievement.
It's Warsong Gulch. You have to return three flags without dying.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. So. This challenge is not PvP.
No.
So.
I mean, good luck if you want to do a bloodthirsty PvP. I would rather poke my eye out with a rusty nail than to do that, personally. Just saying. Alrighty. Okay, we got another one. A Momentary Genius. What have we got?
All right, the last one we've got. Oh, nope, there's one more. Page breaks are amazing. from Morton. So, as a pacifist, do you level doing crafter or non-violent quests?
Yes to both. Well, not as a crafter, but more non-violent and gathering profession.
Right. So... mining herbalism is normally the two.
I mean, crafting. I mean, you can take crafting, but I don't know how that's going to get you leveled up.
Yeah,
unless that would be a thing if Blizzard added XP to crafting. Wow.
I don't think they're going to do that, but. That would be cool. I don't know. It was already hard enough leveling professions in Legion because it was a. It's been a.
No, but this is is like extra XP to give you more XP.
Yeah, but I just want to level the professions. Like seriously, to get professions is normally the first thing I get leveled in an expansion. Not my tune, my professions, and it didn't happen for Legion. It was most frustrating. But anyway, you get that. So good luck. We have lots of pacifists. They talked. There was lots of information put in Discord about people asking pacifist questions. We have some, you know, very knowledgeable pacifist
experts,
players. So please, you know, jump in Discord, have a chat with them, throw out your questions, forums, all of that. I've not done pacifist. Don't. You did a pacifist, what, to level 2?
No, I actually got that one up to 8. 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, oh, I should have gone to 10 because then I would have unlocked the cooking and fishing quests. And I was like, oh. But that one's deleted, I think. I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. No patience. Now. Sorry.
Mm.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll see. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck with that one. And we have got from Awesome Trousers. We've got that quest in Stormwind where you help the little Draenei girl get her balloons. Is it safe for pacifists and at level 20? So there is a balloon quest in both Stormwind and Orgrimmar.
Yeah.
So there is one per faction. It is completely safe for pacifists. I'm not sure. I think you can do it on any level if you're in those cities, as because once you've done it, it'll go away. But even if you do it at a higher level, it'll just gray out. So if you do it at level 20, yeah. So you know how you can turn on your low-level quests.
Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe I should save that for when I'm higher level, because I usually do it when I'm in the city at like level 10 or something, or level 6 or 7.
I don't know how much XP it's going to give you at the high level, so at a higher level, but it's great XP at 10 or 12, Fair says. Yep, yeah. XP drops off, exactly. Okay. So, I mean, you get the most benefit of it at the low level.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but they both, each faction does have one. And then if your account doesn't have the, you know, you'll get the Alliance balloon or the Horde balloon, which is, you know.
I mean, you can't
keep it. Which is fine.
I think it's just an extra.
No.
And it's not, and you can't even battle with it. It's just you hold it.
No. So. It's just, yeah. Just walk around with it, which is fine. But it's more for the quest, get the XP, etc. So, all right, so looking at chat room, I think we've got some questions in the chat room.
There's one for Momentary Genius. Where did it go?
Crystal.
Yep.
Did you... So, Momentary Genius, Crystal asks, did you leave Wandering Isle when it was still possible?
No, I am still on Wandering Isle.
Okay.
Because I believe... you have to choose a faction to get off of it now.
There was a way around it. And I think that they might have removed it.
I think it's been removed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what he was asking. Yeah. It's more, have you been able to get off, or are you still stuck on there for the rest of your character's life?
Oh, I'm stuck on there forever.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. All right, excellent. Now, Grand Negus has got a question. Can I make a gnome pacifist? Because I need to quest and kill to complete the quest in the first quest. Or can I get the gnome out of Gnomeregon without doing the quest kills? Yeah. Well,
yeah. So you just leave. Run out. You know, just run out, and you can take
run
the
out.
Lift all the
take
way up,
the lift
and
up.
You're out.
Yep.
That's all.
So, go for it. Grand Negus, good luck if you're doing a gnome pacifist. All right, what else do we have?
Crystal says if Blizz added XP to crafting, you could get buyable levels like in Guild Wars 2. I know Blizzard doesn't have buyable levels, however, it's almost close to it anyways. We can buy the level boost, right? So I like, and I know they're two completely different things, right? So if Blizzard added buyable levels, I would certainly hope to heck that we could track it somehow, because that would not be fun. That would definitely not be fun. So
yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I think, is that the... I think so. That's all our...
When will we get pet Iron Men? We will get pet Iron Men when Blizzard gets the feat of strength in the game, and we'll get a title, and we'll get a tabard, and we'll also get a pet. And what else? What else? Oh, okay, see, here's the thing. We'll just give this great big list, and if they can get even one of them, we'll all be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, dream big. Yeah. Dream big, strong.
Absolutely.
Nice. All right, well, I think we've covered all of our... questions. So thank you everyone for the questions. It's good to revisit some, you know, some things. We've got a lot of new people playing, and it's good to have a chat about some things people are not sure on. So that's good. Yeah. All right. You have something for us.
So as he sent me two puns, I took the second one. I don't know. Okay, here we go. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
Herb Gardeners who work extra get time and a half. Herb Gardeners who work extra get time and a
time half. Time is an extra great herb, too. Just saying. Nice. Azzy. I do appreciate that. That is good. Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
It got a little chuckle out of me because I actually used time in some stuff that we had this week. So it's like, because we don't use it all the time. Hey-o! I can't wait till BlizzCon. Oh, man. Like, how far are we away till BlizzCon?
Okay. 3 months.
Oh, man. It's less than 100 days, right?
It is less than 100 days.
Come on. Okay. I can make it. Okay. So thank you to everyone that supports us through Patreon. This is where I bork it all up and just say anything off the top of my head. So... I feel Stone is not very supportive of my puns. Yeah. Yeah. Supportive? I love grasping things. I don't know about support. So, thank you to our $5 patron tier things. Okay. This is what I was going to make a video on, and actually had a few suggestions that kind of on. I would like to name the tier, but I don't want to name it like iron or tin because it kind of, I don't know, it just... It makes me... I just want to name the tier. And maybe not even name the tier.
Do we want some suggestions from people?
I wouldn't mind some.
Yeah.
Also...
Discord?
Yeah. Maybe? I also... Because I'm going to be working on a pairs leveling thing. And I know it's not iron, but the only thing I can think of is iron pairs. Because it's going to be using the Iron Man rules except for the grouping thing. But I can't think of... And I don't want to call it tin pairs because it doesn't have the same oomph. I don't want to call it challenge pairs. It's not the same. So iron pairs because it's using the iron rules except. Basically, that's it. So if you have some ideas, let me know on names. Yeah, and I will thank you greatly. So our $5 patron, thank you very much for your support. This... Plus, the other site definitely helps out to pay for the server cost, which is $220 American a month. Yay. And it was only 20% exchange this past month, so it was good. And I forgot to buy the American dollars. Dang it. Okay, so thank you to... telling you, squirreling. Xylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Got Trick, Lissan, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. Okay.
I'm ignoring you anyway. Five Iron says he normally just calls it twins. Ooh. Which is kind of, that's twins? Kind of cool.
Because Five Iron knows knows Ash and his wife play, right? And so that's the kind of thing I'm trying to aim for. I'm not expecting like droves and droves, but there will be enough just like a tin that will play because it's more fun with people, right? So Iron Duos, Iron Forged, Twins. Okay. These are some good ones. Okay. And Kavar is, he's surprised that the Iron Man Triathlon people haven't sued us yet. And they're rather protective of the Iron Man brand. Sometimes when people post stuff on Twitter and they use hashtag Iron Man, I'm like, no! Because I know that it's like Iron Man. I know that hashtag will be for like the other stuff, right? So that's why we try to use WoW Iron Man if we can, but or even WoW Iron. Well, I don't do a WoW Iron, but
WoW Iron Man.
Yeah,
it's normal.
So dynamic duo. That's a good one too. The Yin Yang Twins, Iron Frickin' Frack. Yeah, I don't know about Iron FNF for the short form. Yeah,
yes, that's a bit.
Yeah. Iron Alloy. Yeah. Ooh, Iron Alloys. Because it's an alloy of iron, so it's not quite the same as iron. Alloy is a play on allies. Yeah, there are. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Thank you. And I also put in thank the moderators for helping out in Discord because I'm a derp.
Yes.
And you guys have helped me so much and will help us. And I promise that Lita won't do at everyone good morning anymore.
Why?
She's like, what? Anyways, okay. So our next show, I left it out on purpose. Our next show, because I wanted to get that reaction from you. That's why sometimes I don't put in all the notes. Ooh, double bubble. If two pallies. Okay. Yeah, so for the Paris thing, I think... No, okay, no, let's wrap it up. Wrap up. Next show is Saturday, August the 12th, which is 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and Sunday, August the 13th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. We will have a show, even though my wedding anniversary is on the 14th, so it's kind of that weekend. I don't know what's going to happen, you know. If I don't show up on the 19th, you'll probably know why. And we'll be joined by Cell next week. Stone, did I finish my thought from when I was listing the patrons? Probably not. So,
gone.
Squirrel. Momentary Genius, thank you for putting up with this again. Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Well, I am at Momentary Genius on Twitter, and the podcast I am on is at Mind Games PC on Twitter as well. It's a podcast about mental health.
Excellent. We will have links. Yeah, we will have links for that on the website. Just going back to what Nisi was saying.
Yeah, I think it was a name for the tier of patrons, but I don't know if I want to like name that tier. I was kind of thinking more of the overall. But then I'm like, well, I'm kind of in a mixed spot with Patreon. They've done some stuff that I found out about that I'm not very happy with, and. You know, that can happen to anyone, and I don't know if it was very fair.
Okay. All right. Well, if anyone's got any thoughts, they can definitely contact you via Discord or Twitter or, you know, or send us an email, whichever, which is fine. We will see. Otherwise, you can check out the website, which is at, we are at wowchallenges.com, and you can email at us podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet Stone at wowchallenges if you've got suggestions and ideas. He loves that. Or you can jump into Discord. Our Discord is discord.wowchallenges.com. Okay. We are also on Facebook, which is, that's the first time I've read it. So yeah. I was like,
I was wondering if you would catch it. That, and I never said anything. I still have to do the other one too. But
so. Okay. So don't forget, we are on Facebook, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out the show, which is on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember, we are live every Saturday night, Sunday morning for me, on twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone, where are you?
Fine. I'm sitting right here, close to the great city of Toronto, which is the center of the entire universe. And if you're from around here, you'll know why we call ourselves that. Well, everybody else calls ourselves the center of the universe because we believe we're the greatest. But anyways, we're pretty good, but not that. But we're not that good. I am on Twitter though, at STONEGRASP because I'm grasping your stone. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which I co-host with that one over there. I did it. Did it right. Pretty sure I did. Yes.
Yeah. It's just really funny when I look at Skype and you're actually pointing to Momentary Genius. Momentary Genius. And then I swing around and look at my laptop, which has got Twitch. I'm like, oh, yes, he is pointing to me. So, nice. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. You can find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And don't forget, yes, you can come catch us Thursday, crazy early morning for Stone, and 8 p.m. for me for our live show of Adventures in Azeroth. As always.
What time?
8 p.m. For me.
Crazy early for you,
6 a.m.
I am going to listen better, and I'm not going to... You just carry on.
Thank you. All right, and don't forget, as always, we love to say thank you to Mark Conan for our intro, because it is awesome, and we do love it. So check him out at Mark Conan, well, on Twitter, as well as he is part of the hosting of Torrin Think Tank, which is an awesome show as well. Other than that, I guess, again, thank you, Momentary Genius, for joining us. It's been a pleasure to hear your ironing. Can we say that?
My ironing?
Ironing.
Hopefully I do better this time and don't have any wrinkles.
Good luck. You did very well to get to 32 for your first, like, the first go. That was well. Just, you know, avoid hod camps. The nasty places. Yeah, exactly. And for everyone else, thanks, guys. Thank you, chat room. As always, wonderful to have you here. And have a good week. Everyone be safe. Stone, be good.
Dude, I'm like 12.
Yeah, I know. Hence why I laughed after I said it.
Okay.
All right. See you, guys. Have a good week.
See ya. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.